Now a correction. We ran a story last Sunday about the rise of African-American coaches in college basketball, specifically in the Atlantic Coast Conference, or ACC. Our reporter, Wade Goodwin, said,
"While no black college basketball coach from the ACC has played for the national championship yet..."
Oops. Several angry Yellow Jackets reminded us that Coach Paul Hewitt took Georgia Tech to the final game in 2004. Okay, enough about our humiliation, on to yours. For your homework this week, we asked you to describe a humiliating moment, what listener Sarah Renner and her kids call embarrassment flashbacks. We got all kinds of stories. This one from Claire Lipschultz of Sacramento, California. At one point in the 1980s, she was both a high-powered businesswoman and a new mom. Lipschultz flew to Chicago for a meeting with some men who wanted to buy her firm. She packed her sharpest suit and, of course, the breast pump. 2.5 hours into the meeting, Lipschultz got that feeling. She excused herself and slipped into the bathroom.
"I assembled the pump's multiple parts, tethered myself to the machine, and plugged it in. Suddenly, the bathroom filled with sucking and swishing sounds. I tried to relax, but kept imagining what the men on the other side of the door were thinking. I just wanted to flush myself down the toilet. But there was no turning back. I had no choice but to sit there amidst the roar and let nature take its long, long, long course. And 20 minutes and a bottle of milk later, I rejoined the meeting."
None of the guys asked what had happened, Claire Lipschultz says. And though she was pretty embarrassed, she also remembers having an edge in the meeting after that. We also got several homework stories about words, especially pronunciations. Alan Edmonds of Woodstock, New York, was learning Japanese. He wanted to ask his friend, Mr. Abe, for help counting the months on the calendar. Edmonds approached Mr. Abe at work and said,
"Abe-san, sumimasen, tarada o misete kudasai."
Now, what he meant to say was,
"Abe-san, sumimasen, tarenda o misete kudasai."
Didn't catch the difference? Me neither. But Alan Edmonds tells us that instead of saying, "Excuse me, Mr. Abe, and please show me your calendar," he said, "Excuse me, Mr. Abe, and please show me your body." So that's the inspiration for this week's homework assignment. Send us your story of a foreign language mix-up. Make sure you tell us what you said and what you thought you were saying in both English and the other language. Send us your story to homework@npr.org or call the homework hotline at 202-408-5183. Make sure you give us your name and phone number. That's homework@npr.org or the homework hotline, 202-408-5183. ¶¶